For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 402 on Now You Know.
Thanks to Moomoo for sponsoring this episode. April was the start of a new earnings season. Data shows it's one of the best performing months for the U.S. stock market. Moomoo can help you take advantage this year. Yeah, it's a one-stop investment platform powered by advanced data and pro-level tools to help you understand financial status and expectations.
A lot of times, the main thing to look for is whether the financial data exceeds the market's expectations or not.
With Moomoo, you don't need to spend time collecting large amounts of information. Just click on the company's stock directly and check the financial forecasts, including operating profit and earnings per share.
With visual presentation of market forecasts and financial comparisons of actual data, it's easy to grasp whether the company exceeded expectations or not.
With Moomoo, financial statements are all on one page. You can slide through the financial data charts at a glance to understand the company's financial status and fundamental information.
And in the earnings station, you can also see the earnings report projections and earnings report calendar.
You don't have to worry about missing out on top companies due to high stock prices like Nvidia, whose stock price has already exceeded $900.
With Moomoo's fractional share trading, you can spend as little as $5 to build an earnings season index portfolio. It's like your own mutual fund.
And Moomoo not only offers $0 commissions, but also doesn't charge any platform fees.
You can trade stocks, options, and ETFs with zero commission. After comparing, I found Moomoo to have the lowest fees in all categories, including no subscription fees, no minimum deposit requirements, and no account maintenance fees.
Right now, new users can get access to a portfolio of fractional stocks from the Magnificent 7 stocks in the U.S. stock market just by opening an account and making a deposit using our link.
Thanks again to Moomoo for sponsoring this episode. So Holmar's catalog posted, AI is taking off at an insane pace.
And Elon replied, yeah, seeing it everywhere. By the way, 12.4 goes to internal release this weekend and limited external beta next week. Roughly 5 to 10 times improvement in miles per interventions versus 12.3. 12.5 will be out in late June. We'll also see major improvement in MPI and is single stack. No more implicit stack on highways. Okay, so let's break down a couple things here.
Number one, if FSD numbers have you swimming in confusion, let's simplify. So what we are all driving now is 12.3. It's amazingly good, but what Elon is talking about coming out now is 12.4, which is being tested in limited beta and should be reaching the rest of us, I'm guessing, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. This should be a 5 to 10x improvement in miles per intervention. What does that mean?
Well, an intervention is when you have to take over because the car is doing something improper. And so the miles basically between the interventions, how long would it take?
So the bigger the number, the better. Yeah. So right now, I believe 12.3 is about 360 miles between critical interventions. Mm. And by that, we mean not because you feel like taking over, but because if you didn't take over, there'd be an accident. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times when we're driving where we're like, I think I can do better. And I take over. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about whether the car would have gotten into an accident. Mm-hmm. So that's 360 miles now on 12.3. So if Elon is right, and 12.4 is 5 to 10x better, then we could be seeing 1,800 to 3,600 miles between critical interventions.
Wow. Number two, 12.5 will be coming out in late June, and that will be single stack.
Okay, a single stack? Is that like pancakes?
So right now, for people who've been testing out FSD, you notice that when you get on the highway,
it acts different.
It acts different because it goes back to autopilot.
Okay.
This is going to be single stack, which means that it's going to be the same software operating whether you're on highway or city streets.
Gotcha. And then Matthew asks when Cybertruck is going to get FSD.
and Elon said with 12.5. Okay, so this is good to know. We should be getting full self-driving in Cybertrucks in late June.
And of course, as we reported last week, hopefully the nags, you know, where you have to hold the steering wheel, will go away in 12.4, which we should all be getting in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So less naggy Teslas, hopefully. So Fred Lambert over at Electrek published this article. Only 2% of Tesla FSD trial users end up buying it, credit card data shows.
Omar's catalog, and this is Omar Quasi's account, by the way, said, Fred published incorrect information again. There is no way you could find out the conversion rate from credit card data. There would be no way to know who got a trial. This data is most likely from email receipt analysis of around 3,000 people. I also believe that 2% is underestimating what the conversion rate will be 30 days after the free trial ends for everyone. It doesn't match with other polling I've seen. But until Elon or Tesla gives some additional color on conversion rates, everyone will be accepting 2% as fact when in reality it's just an estimate.
Wow. So the FSD take rate is only 2%.
Well, hang on. Somebody at Tesla who should have knowledge of this did respond on X. And of course, that person was Elon Musk. And he said, I don't comment on everything as sometimes I don't see it. And commenting on everything makes it easy to fish for information. The take rate is much higher than 2%. Please. Beep, 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 beep. But we still don't have a number. I mean, we just know that it's higher than 2%.
True, but let's say it's just 5%, okay? With 1.8 million trial users, that would be 90,000 new users or $105 million of ARR if they all subscribed, or $720 million if they all bought it.
And that's the equivalent of selling over 14,000 Model Ys with almost 100% margins.
Right, and that's if we just assume 5% take rate, and I feel like it's got to be more like 10 to 15.
I don't think it's that high. To be honest, I think it is really still expensive.
$99 a month, though? For a lot of people, that's, to get through a city without having to...
I know, but do you need it?
Comment down below what you think the take rate is. And speaking of rates, the Biden administration just announced a quadrupling of the import tariff for Chinese EVs.
Quadruple?
Yep. The tariff is now 100%, up from 25%.
Didn't Biden say Trump was stupid for proposing this back in June of 2019?
Yep. Here's his tweet from then. And now.
Now, some of the tariffs on Chinese-made goods like advanced batteries and some medical equipment will be phased in over 3 years, but the EV, solar cell, steel, and aluminum tariffs will take place this year.
Some in Congress, like Representative Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat from Michigan, were pushing for the president to ban all Chinese-made EVs, arguing that, quote, thousands of Chinese-made connected vehicles coming into the country would give the Chinese a huge amount of data, high-fidelity data on things like U.S. military bases, key infrastructure facilities like bridges and electric grid nodes, secretive locations, individual leaders. Secretive locations?
Yeah.
Where are those?
Well, you know, that's a really good point because obviously we don't ever import any kind of connected Chinese devices that
right.
we would put in any sort of like critical locations like our homes.
Right. I mean, TVs aren't made in China.
Or stores.
Computers
or anything.
Aren't made in China.
I don't think, you know,
microphones
it's
aren't
a really
made in China.
Good point. Cars are really the only thing that could capture data and send them back.
Right, because there's no like Chinese-made cameras or drones.
Right, or smart switches that connect directly to the internet
right.
or anything like that.
Or e-bikes.
Right,
right.
But exactly. It's just the cars. And, you know, because, you know, she's from Michigan and, they don't make any cars in Michigan, right? It's just, she just thinks, she's just talking about security.
Anyway, these tariffs should affect $18 billion in Chinese products. So do you guys think that the 100% tariff on Chinese EVs is a good idea?
I mean, I'm more concerned with the 50% tariff on Chinese-made solar cells.
I mean, it's great if it kind of encourages American-made solar cells. But on the other hand, if it slows down solar because we can't build the factories fast enough, that's not good.
Well, and it would have been nice to know this in advance. It would have been nice to say like, hey, we're
going
to be rolling out some stuff.
Right.
So that way the American businesses could go like, hey, let's start building factories now.
Yeah. I mean, 100% tariff. Wow.
I mean, they do not want Chinese. Do you remember we talked with Sandy? This was a while ago. And he said, if Chinese EVs are allowed to sell on American shores, basically, all the other car companies are dead besides Tesla.
I also wonder how this is going to affect Tesla selling in China, whether they'll be exempt from any new tariffs that China imposes. I mean, they're made there, so that's good. I mean, we kind of are shooting ourselves in the foot because we make cars and we want to sell them in China, which is the largest car market. And now they're going to be like, Hey, if you like the work we're doing, please hit the like button. Just stop for 1 second, hit it, and that way we share this with so many more people. Because for some reason, YouTube doesn't want to tell people what we're talking about.
And if you're watching on a TV and you just hit one of the arrow buttons on your remote, you can get over to the like button and hit
it as
well.
Oh, that's good to know. I always get confused, so.
Well, it's like, I don't want to mess up the video. So we've got updated information about the May 10th activist attack on Giga Berlin.
Yeah, authorities have now reported that the attack, or demonstration, or whatever you want to call it.
It was an attack.
Ended with 23 people being arrested, 76 criminal complaints filed, and 27 police officers being injured. The anti-Tesla group is called Disrupt Alliance, and about 800 to 1,000 participants ran at Giga Berlin, many of whom climbed poles and tried to get over the perimeter fences, and many of them vandalized Model Ys.
What's the giant inflatable turtle supposed to be for?
Maybe they thought that there'd be like a Tesla pool once they got over the fence. Elon posted, something super weird is going on as Tesla was the only car company attacked. Now, my thought is that these protesters were trying to stop Tesla's planned Giga Berlin expansion plans, which the Grundheim Municipal Council planned to discuss the following week. So maybe by making this protest, they would win that vote.
But it's not a good look, in my opinion, for the protesters to stage such a coordinated stop Tesla attack that ends in injuries and vandalism.
Especially when Tesla is a good neighbor. I mean, they're investing in the area in so many ways, including expanding public transportation, children's education programs, along with adding high-paying jobs. Tesla said that it was regrettable that, quote, activists, some of whom are prone to violence, have dominated the situation on site over the last few days.
Tesla thanked local police for their efforts to protect the factory, but it appears that Giga Berlin production did pause for about 48 hours because of the protests and then resumed on Sunday evening.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told Editorial Network Germany on Saturday that he is still optimistic about Giga Berlin's growth, saying, quote, it's controversial as we see, but I hope it will double its production even further. And indeed, Tesla did get approval last Thursday for their urban development contract and their expansion plans. They got the vote of Grundheim's mayor, Arne Christiani, and the municipal council in a vote of 11 of the 19 members attending the meeting. So they got 6 voting against, 2 abstaining, and 11 for.
Gigafactory can now go from about 500,000 vehicles annually and about 12,000 employees to potentially 2 million annual capacity and 40,000 employees. And did I hear right that the German court just allowed the protesters to stay in their treehouse village?
Yeah. Back in March, the local police requested that the protesters' village be removed from the forest, but the Potsdam Administrative Court ruled that the police did not consider the fundamental right of freedom of assembly to the necessary extent. The police then filed a complaint with the higher court, the OVG Berlin-Brandenburg Higher Administrative Court, but they also rejected the police's claim, saying that the Brandenburg police did not sufficiently substantiate security concerns, and that court ruling cannot be appealed.
But the protesters attacked the Gigafactory.
Right. Well, that ruling was before they vandalized the factory and injured police officers. A spokesperson for the Stop Tesla movement announced that the treehouse occupation will be extended.
So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below.
I mean, I'm all for peaceful protests, but running at factories and vandalizing and hurting people, that's not...
And where were these guys when we were doing the, Area 51 raid? I mean, what, they were just all at home? Come on.
And speaking of disruptions to Tesla, earlier this month, Elon said this on X Spaces about the Swedish IF Metall strikes. He said, I think the storm has passed on that front. I think things are in reasonably good shape in Sweden. I feel good about the future. The long-term future of Tesla is strong.
But maybe he spoke too soon?
Yeah, IF Metall union leader Marie Nielsen stated recently, the strike is ongoing and we have no signs of reaching an agreement in the near future. We have had a few sittings with the Swedish management during April, but Tesla has shown little willingness in discussing an end to the conflict.
And now Sweden's largest union, Unionen, along with a dozen other smaller unions, joined IF Metall in support of their strike against Tesla.
Unionen began a blockade last week against Tesla at the company Dekra Industrial AB, which performs inspections on vehicles. In a statement to Reuters, Martin Wasfelt, Unionen's head of negotiations, said, it is fundamentally important to protect our collective agreement system. And the Swedish Court of Appeals has thrown out Tesla's appeal against a previous decision that the court made. So remember when PostNord, which is their postal service, mm-hmm. stopped delivering license plates to Tesla customers who had just bought cars? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the postal service doesn't have to deliver mail that they don't feel like delivering. Hey, Lars, why are you throwing those packages in the trash? Don't you have to deliver them?
Nah, I don't feel like delivering these particular packages. They're kind of flat, you know. I like more boxy packages.
But isn't it our job to deliver packages?
Hey, the Swedish courts just ruled that we don't have to deliver packages if we don't feel like it. So because Judge Kathleen McCormick in Delaware ruled back in January that Elon's 2018 $56 billion pay package wasn't disclosed to shareholders properly, and she rescinded the vote, as we know, Elon has been working as Tesla's CEO for free for the past 7 years.
Yeah, as we've reported, Tesla's board is bringing the same pay package back for a shareholder vote at the upcoming June 13th shareholder meeting. So if you take Elon and his brother Kimball's Tesla shares out of the equation, then about 47.5% of Tesla shareholders are retail investors. As Alexandra Mertz, or at Tesla Boomer Mama, posted, my calculation, but Bloomberg just published other numbers, once Elon and Kimball out of the equation, 47.5% retail, out of which about 10% can't vote, 52.5% institutions. So the non-voting retail is a real handicap.
What does Alexandra mean by 47.5% are retail, out of which 10% can't vote? What does that mean?
Well, it turns out that many shareholders, especially in Europe, can't vote their shares.
What? I thought that was the whole point of owning shares in a publicly traded company. You get to vote for the directors and have a say on how the company is run. If some shareholders can vote and some can't, that's not fair.
I hear you. And if you own Tesla shares in, say, a mutual fund or an ETF, like an S&P 500 fund, then the manager of that fund gets to vote your shares.
And that can be thousands or millions of shares, because it's not just you, it's everyone who, you know, bought Tesla shares in that fund.
Right. So what do you think? I mean, will Elon's pay package vote pass? We asked our patrons what they think in this week's Patreon poll coming up later on today's show. So stay tuned, because they're usually right.
Now, Bloomberg is reporting that Tesla has hired a strategic advisor to help bolster their campaign.
Look, I don't know. It seems like a typical Dana Hull story to me. She's the one that covers Tesla for Bloomberg, and it's usually not right. I didn't see a lot of facts in her story to back that claim up. I think we have historical precedents here, though, to show that 73% of Tesla shareholders voted for Elon's pay package the first time back in 2018. This was when Tesla was worth $50 billion. Now Tesla is worth more than 10 times that, and Elon has achieved all the goals set out for him. I mean, Tesla now has the best-selling car in the world, the Model Y. Tesla is developing humanoid robots, which I don't even think we're talking about back in 2018. FSD 12.3 is amazing, and it's going to launch in China as well, which none of us were talking about in 2018. And Cybertruck is here. So many amazing achievements in such a short amount of time. I can't see why shareholders wouldn't be happy.
But if Elon's pay package doesn't pass, what do you think will happen? Do you think Elon will leave?
I hope not. He has kind of hinted that he might. I think Tesla's board of directors, after relocating to Texas, would try again next year with something that gives Elon more voting power, which is really all that Elon wants anyway. He wants 25% voting power. As Tesla Economics says, if Elon gets 25% voting power, Tesla is reincorporated in Texas and compensation package is approved, then AI and robotics stays within Tesla and the company can march on forward to become the largest company in the world.
And Elon said yes.
Now, Alexandra then posted, here are the details of the first 1,500 surveys of Tesla shareholders who can currently not vote their proxies for the shareholder meeting in June. This represents more than 2 million shares. The worst 15 brokers are listed. Have a look.
And Elon said, this is concerning. Tesla will reach out to these banks and brokers. Shareholders have the right to vote their shares. Right. That's kind of the whole point of this system.
Yeah.
It's kind of broken that they'd be like, oh, well, it's in part of a fund and yeah, we couldn't, it would be so much work to, you know, say how many shares you had and then, you know, collect your vote and then send that to Tesla. I couldn't possibly.
It would involve
do that.
An intern, yeah. And a spreadsheet.
And it's a couple emails or something. I don't know. This technology is just well beyond us. We're busy doing high frequency trading, stuff that would make your brain melt. But having you vote your shares, what are you, crazy?
Get the scrolls. We'll have to count this by hand. It will take months.
So if you have Tesla shares, it's really important that you vote. It may be close, and who knows, it may come down to a small margin. So please vote. And I just want to say that the weirdest thing here is that Elon hasn't been paid in 7 years. Could you imagine for a minute if you've been working at your job for 7 years and they're like, oh, yeah, you know that pay package? You know how you're supposed to be paid for 7 years?
Do you have my check?
Well, no, because some lady in Delaware said that you couldn't get paid that much because that's just crazy money. So you're working for free. And I think that this is the other problem is that now that like we're used to Elon working for free, we're like, well, I mean, if he'll work for free, And it's like, no, that's not, don't think that way. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Elon is not going to continue to work for free at Tesla.
I feel like any other CEO, and this would be a story about how
they
this person.
They would be gone. They would be out of there. They would say, see ya.
So long.
No, but I mean, there
they
would be
would this. They would sue. They would go crazy.
There would be the story of how this person worked for free and we'd all feel sorry for them.
Yes. And they would also leave and they would sue the company and they would sue the shareholders and they would sue the courts, which I mean, I think Tesla should be suing the court anyway. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You can't sue the court.
Why not? This is America, damn it.
All right, it's time for Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
Sawyer Merritt says NBA player Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rolled up to his playoff game yesterday in his gloss black Cybertruck, and I guess it worked.
And Elon said, cool.
Andrea says, Prince Turki bin Salman, son of King Salman, has a new car.
It's a Cybertruck. And Elon said, cool.
I think he's second in line to Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
John said, my bros Kid Rock and Jelly Roll crushing Kid Rock's rodeo with the crazy Cybertruck. I think that's from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep, that's the paint job. And Elon said,
wait, let me guess. Cool?
Cool. I think that this is really cool that you have a NBA player, a prince of Saudi Arabia, and Kid Rock and a rodeo all buying the same car. I don't think that that's happened before.
I know.
I don't think that that's – they've usually arrived in – three very different
vehicles.
That's
a really good point. I mean, Kim Kardashian, all these rappers. Let's like comment down below if you can think of another vehicle that all these people would be proud
like,
to show
maybe,
off.
Maybe a Lamborghini, but probably not at the rodeo.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You don't put a Lamborghini at a rodeo.
Like
it's gotta
I can
be a truck,
see the basketball player and right. the but like it's a weird Venn diagram, and I think it Cybertruck's is. Right in the middle.
Well, how about this for a Venn diagram? Cybertruck Warthog Edition.
That's
because that's a completely different
that's true.
Group.
This,
and
this is basically the rap that I've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if they completely nailed it. I think that that middle section, while it is very true to the game, I feel like is not. I still really, really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's that's really, really cool.
And this gas station in Houston lost power after a tornado hit. And guess what's powering it?
It's a Cybertruck.
You guessed it. Yep.
Puchanix on Cybertruck Owners Club made this custom screen from metroscreenworks.com. According to him, it was $100, not including shipping.
What's the point of this?
So this would allow you to sleep in the Cybertruck vault without poisoning yourself from your own carbon dioxide.
Oh, I see. It'll keep the bugs out, but not the rain.
It won't keep out the rain. So, you know, on a nice night, it would be good.
No, that's really cool.
It is cool.
Is that like 3D printed? How did they make it?
It's a company that makes screens, so it's like a pretty legit screen.
That's really smart.
Yes. It would be really good for kids.
If you want to like transport chickens or something.
Sure. I am too tall to lay in the back of the Cybertruck with the bed closed.
Mm.
So this wouldn't quite work out for me unless I was
What if you had your head at the vent level and then you just bent your knees up?
I don't sleep like that. Some people might, and it might work out really well for them, and I think that that's great. I think that this is great for kids. Kids love the Cybertruck.
I know it sounds weird to say out loud, but you put a lot of kids into the bed of your Cybertruck.
They want to get in. I mean, I show them the thing, and they're like,
hey, kids!
They're like, can we get in there? And I'm like, sure. And then their parents, I get everybody's permission, and then they go in, and then they close it. And then like we're like, you know, opening it up and being like, do you guys want to come out? They're like, no.
It's cool.
And I'm like, you guys have to come out because otherwise you'll asphyxiate, but you know.
Excellent. Yo, can I come into the out now?
Living Unplugged made their own cyber trailer. It's $175,000 and deliveries begin in 2025.
All right. So, I mean, this is basically just like our solar trailer, but only a lot more expensive.
Well, I mean, they do have a bunch of features that I'm sure that we don't have, and I'm sure that they've implemented it a lot cleaner than what we've done.
But I think that if all you want is a solar-powered off-grid trailer, you could do that for a lot less.
Oh, you definitely can, and we're definitely going to be making a lot of videos on that because I think that this is a new thing that once you have an electric vehicle, having a solar-powered trailer that could possibly even charge up that electric vehicle becomes a heck of a lot more exciting. Cybertruck mud flaps have been delivered, and they're slightly bigger than the existing mud flaps that you'd get delivered on your car. These cost $100. And, I mean, does this lower the ground clearance of the car?
Are these from Tesla?
Those are from Tesla. Those are the Tesla mud flaps.
Do we need them?
I don't know. I mean, let us know in the comments.
Well, I mean,
below
aren't they flexible? Or so when you lower,
they don't look it, do they?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like
comment down below if you have them, because maybe they're just more flexible than they look.
Right.
Anyway, you know where to go if you have questions. I shouldn't have even asked that question. I just go to the Cybertruck Owners Club. That is where all this great information is. You can find the reservation tracker, so you know where you are in line. You know when you're going to get it, which states are getting it. Look, I know if you're waiting for your Cybertruck, I know how exciting that is. And the cool thing is they're making about 1,000 a week. So they're probably going to get to your name fairly fast, depending on where you are. But that's why I need this tracker. And again, thank you to Cybertruck Owners Club for sponsoring the show. We are having so much fun with our Cybertruck.
Thanks to you, we know what you'd like us to cover about the Cybertruck.
So just a reminder that we have a post on our Patreon, which you can join to support the work we do for as little as a buck a month. And you can post your ideas about what you'd like us to cover.
What made it to the top of last week's poll was Cybertruck and power tools. And so over the weekend, we just published our electric truck power tools head-to-head video, where we tested the Rivian R1T, the Ford F-150 Lightning, and of course, the Tesla Cybertruck, to see how they handled power tools.
Some really interesting results, so go check that out. Link is in the show notes. What I love about making these videos is that we are testing using first principles, and so we learn things along the way.
Yeah, like we figured out some things about how the three truck manufacturers go about wiring up their circuits. And you may be like, that's a bunch of in-the-weeds electrical stuff that I don't need to know about.
But you actually figured out something potentially useful, which we then made another video about, which will be coming out soon.
So that's why you need to smash that subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss any of our upcoming Cybertruck videos.
So which truck is best for off-grid construction?
You'll have to watch to find out. But we have so many different channels. It's not just the Now You Know channel that you're watching now. One of them is our Disruptive Investing channel, where we share news on innovative companies and technologies. And this week, we just published our fascinating interview with a Danish startup, KiteX.
These engineers figured out how to make a wind generator with 10% of the materials of a traditional wind turbine. So it's super lightweight. We actually got one of their units and have been testing it, and it's really cool.
If you're interested in wind energy, I'm sure you will enjoy this interview on Disruptive Investing.
We'll put the link down below in the show notes to make it easy to watch. I love meeting and learning from smart people around the world. It's one of the coolest parts of our job. And if you want to be a successful disruptive investor, you need to hear from a first-person perspective from the innovators themselves.
And I believe that this interview that we did with the founders of KiteX is the first public interview they've given. So go check it out and subscribe to DI.
So the Tesla Model 3 Performance just got a $1,000 price increase to $54,990.
That's just $10 below the $55,000 price limit to still qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit.
But get this, Tesla lowered the price of the white interior option to no extra charge. Normally that's a $2,000 surcharge.
So you could argue that you're saving $1,000. So how much does the Model 3 Performance cost after the $7,500 tax credit?
$47,490. But unfortunately, this means you have to buy it with the standard exterior paint color of Stealth Gray, which is a great color, don't get me wrong. But like if you were hoping to get it in, say, black for an extra $1,000 or ultra red for an extra $2,000, you'd be pushing past the $55,000 federal limit and would no longer qualify for the $7,500 tax incentive.
Now, why doesn't the tax credit go up with inflation?
Good question.
Tesla. That's not how we write laws. Money is money.
It stays the same always.
It never changes.
Yeah, a lot of other things are indexed to inflation. I don't know why they didn't. Tesla did raise the price of the interior white color, though, by $500 for the Model 3 rear-wheel drive and the long-range all-wheel drive. So kind of to offset, I guess, so that you could still get the Model 3 under the tax credit. I don't know. It's just so fake. Like, I mean, who picked $55,000 as the sedan price and $80,000 as the right. SUV price?
No, because if you want to get a Model Y Performance, you can add all the right. stuff you want and still get the credit.
Right.
So
it's just, come on. Come on. Tesla posted congrats Tesla Fremont and Giga Nevada on building their 3 millionth car.
And Elon said, congrats Tesla Fremont.
So Vietnamese electric automaker VinFast says that they received over 27,000 orders in just 66 hours for their newest model, the VF3 mini SUV.
I think I read that the VF3 costs less than $10,000?
Well, kinda, yeah. So first of all, keep in mind that this is only for sale right now in Vietnam. So VinFast doesn't have to ship it anywhere. It's only being domestically sold.
Okay.
So the VF3 with battery costs $12,390, but it's only $9,248 with a battery subscription.
Huh?
Oh, so remember how VinFast started selling their VF8 and their VF9 here in the U.S.? And in the beginning, you could buy the vehicle and then subscribe to a battery plan that fit your needs?
Okay, yeah, right. But then VinFast dropped the battery subscription.
Right. Well, the VF3 has a battery subscription option right now, which brings the base price down. And they ran an ad campaign that went super viral in Vietnam. I mean, why wouldn't it with the price being so low?
Yeah, I saw that they were offering a monthly payment of $78.
Yeah, I mean, if you sell the car for $9,200 and then over 6 years or whatever, the monthly payment is low. And they offer one of the best warranties, actually, in Vietnam. 7 years, 160,000 kilometers with an 8-year unlimited mileage warranty for the battery.
That's pretty good. Okay, but what are the stats?
It's a 2-door, 4-seater. The VF3 has a small 32-kilowatt motor and a small 18-kilowatt-hour battery for a range of 125 miles. It has a small 10-inch infotainment screen and 16-inch small wheels.
Is VinFast going to bring the VF3 to the U.S.?
VinFast says they will in 2026 with a starting price of around $20,000.
Whoa, quite a price increase.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be homologated for the U.S. market. It has to be safer probably than that version is. And you got to ship it here. So
I don't know. That's kind of expensive.
But for what I mean, you're getting. But the tariffs aren't going to be 100% like they would be for a Chinese car. So, I mean, they've got a huge advantage right there. But they won't qualify for the tax credit.
I know, but it's already twice what it costs in Vietnam. So it's
I know,
like,
but like if they made it here, that would be $13,000.
But they can't make it for that cheap here.
No, that's true. Hey, if you want to share something you've seen on the show, but you don't want to share the whole hour-long show, although you should, go to our Now You Know Clips channel over on YouTube, where we chop them into bite-sized clips, and go to X, where we chop them up there as well. So Chinese automaker NIO has launched a new low-cost, mass-market electric brand in China called Onvo. The first model is an all-electric SUV called the L60, and it's scheduled to start deliveries this September. This is NIO's CEO, William Li, presenting it. The idea behind the L60 is to compete with the Tesla Model Y, which is the best-selling car in China.
Wait, did you just say that the Model Y is the best-selling car in China? Did you mean the best-selling battery electric car?
No, I mean it's the best-selling car, period. Here is a sales chart from Think Car for Q1 of this year. Blue is ICE cars. Orange is plug-in hybrids, and green is BEVs. So the Model Y had 102,600 sold in Q1, and that is up 8.6 year over year.
That's 23,900 more than the BYD Song, most of which weren't even fully electric.
Exactly. That's why NIO and others are trying so hard to catch up with it.
Okay, so what are the stats on the Onvo L60? Because it looks exactly like the Model Y.
Okay, so there are three variants, the 60, 90, and 150 kilowatt hour battery.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We don't have the prices yet on the bigger battery models, but the 60 kilowatt hour version with 555 kilometers or 341 miles of CLTC range will start at 219,900 won or $30,500.
Now, we should remind everyone that CLTC range, or China Light Duty Test Cycle, is way, way, way rosier than the EPA rated range. I don't even know how they do the test.
I kind of do, although I still have some questions. Okay. They put the car in a dynamometer and drive it for 11 short trips, 7 low speed, 3 medium speed, and 1 high speed for 1,800 seconds. And then the next day, don't know why they have to do this the next day, they drive it following the speed profile until the battery is completely depleted.
Okay,
so that makes sense why it's so way off. It's mainly slow speed driving, which is unrealistic.
Well, to be fair, the China Automotive Technology and Research Center came up with this test in 2020 after following 5,000 cars in China over 3 years to see how they actually drive. So maybe in China, where speeds are lower because of heavy congestion, maybe it makes sense.
To not take into account air resistance. Really? I understand. I understand. You get out of your freshman physics course and ignore air resistance.
Maybe there's no air resistance in China. Have you thought of that?
Okay, but getting back to the L60 competing with the Model Y, what does the base Model Y sell for in China?
The rear-wheel drive Model Y with 554 kilometers or 344 miles of CLTC range sells for 249,900 yuan or $34,600. So about $4,000 or $5,000 more expensive than the lowest Onvo.
But Tesla just started a 0% interest or zero down payment financing promotion on both the Model 3 and the Model Y until June 30th.
Yeah, similar to the 0.99% financing being offered on the Model Y in the US right now, which, by the way, just some anecdotal evidence here. We heard of a bunch of people in the last week who bought a Model Y because of that lower financing, which saves thousands of dollars over the life of the loan in interest, by the way.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if Tesla's financing promotion spurs sales in China and the US.
Let us know your thoughts below. Have you heard of people in your circles buying Model Ys because of this low financing? Because if this works for Tesla, which it's pretty much always worked for car companies. Remember all those ads we used to see?
Yep.
Come on down, get 0% financing for a long, long time.
If your friends haven't heard about it, you should probably tell them.
Yeah.
Because they'll be happy to know about it. And speaking of the Model Y, a lot of people in the U.S. have been asking Tesla to offer the 19-inch Gemini wheels in black in addition to the current silver.
Well, it seems like Tesla listened.
We're seeing here in photos from the Kilowatts what appear to be black 19-inch Gemini wheels on Model Ys leaving Fremont.
Now, you know what's weird? I had kind of thought that they stopped making Model Ys at Fremont because I thought they were just making them Giga Texas. And then I did some research and I'm like, oh, yeah. They make Model Ys in Fremont, but not with 4680s and not with structural battery packs.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would like to order mine with the structural battery pack.
You can. You just have to order the specific models that have it.
Right. But it's so, I mean, most people out there don't know which is which and where to get them.
It doesn't matter.
I guess.
You get a car.
It's just fun to think you're getting the latest. I know.
It's not, they're both the latest. They're just engineering trade-offs, whether or not you want a structural battery pack and LFPs or if you want higher performance.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news.
I think Ellie is traveling at the moment, so we'll do our best to fill you in.
Let's go. Carnival, the largest cruise company in the world, announced last week that all of its ships across its global fleet are now equipped with Starlink. Carnival CEO said Starlink has been a game changer. We've already seen a surge in guest satisfaction.
And Elon said Starlink now on over 200 cruise ships.
Elon said congrats to SpaceX Falcon team on 50 successful missions already this year. Highest flight rate of any rocket ever.
What? The speed? Oh, 50 launches a year, not 50 launches total.
No.
Wow. That's okay.
Doge Designer says we're just a few years away from landing on Mars.
Elon says less than 5 years for uncrewed, less than 10 to land people, maybe a city in 20, but for sure in 30, civilization secured.
Nice. I love how optimistic he is. Yeah. But those are Elon years, so multiply by some factor. Doge Designer then said Elon Musk is reportedly visiting Indonesia this weekend to launch Starlink, according to two cabinet ministers. He's also scheduled to speak at the upcoming World Water Forum in Bali. Both of those things did happen.
Elon says, yeah, looking forward to the official launch of Starlink in Indonesia.
And that just happened as well. Elon then said Falcon going to orbit as seen from the ocean. So that was not an alien, we think.
That's a Falcon rocket launching.
SpaceX posted full stack of Flight 4 Starship. So Starship 29 has been stacked on top of Booster 11. There could be some more static tests while they're stacked. And we're just waiting for approval from the FAA, which should come in the next 2 to 4 weeks. So fingers crossed.
And Elon said Starlink is now available in Fiji.
Yeah, Starlink is now live across the 300 plus islands in the Republic of Fiji, marking the 99th country, territory, or market around the world where Starlink's high-speed internet service is available. Well, speaking of future, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
This is a Henson razor. If it looks a little bit old-fashioned, it's because they took the best of the old and the best of the new, and they put it all into one machined, in this case, aluminum. You can also get it in titanium razor. If you want to get one of these and 100 blades for free, you can use our code Now You Know when you check out.
So the office of the management committee of Lingang New Area in Shanghai's Pilot Free Trade Zone issued their decision on administrative licensing approval for the construction plan of Tesla Mega Factory project related to river in South Fengil River Management Area on May 11th. So,
huh? What does that mean?
Well, we're talking about Tesla Megapack's new factory. They actually now have permission.
Oh, a Tesla Megapack factory. Okay, so the roughly 50-acre area is located here in Nanhui New Town, Pudong New Area, what appears to be just a few blocks away from Giga Shanghai.
Liu Yu, director of the high-tech department of the Administration Committee of Lingang New Area, said in a press conference that the Megapack factory should be completed by the end of this year and producing 40 gigawatt hours of Megapacks that will be sold to global markets. And you may remember that Elon said during last Tesla's earnings call, the Megapack in particular reached an all-time high in Q1, leading to record profitability for the energy business, and that looks likely to continue to increase in the quarters and years ahead. It will increase, we actually know that it will, significantly faster than the car business as we expected.
So if it gets up to full production of 40 gigawatt hours of packs in, say, late 2025, how many Megapacks are we talking about?
Well, let's see, a Megapack stores 3.9 megawatt hours of energy. So that would be 10,000 megapacks a year. That's about one megapack every 30 seconds.
And has Tesla been making megapacks outside of the US before?
We don't think so.
So this could lead to a lot more...
cheaper. I mean, less shipping costs if you're, you know, selling them in Australia from China rather than from here. And then, yeah, I mean, all over Asia.
Wow.
All right, it's time for Going Green. You know when you want to get someone a gift, but you're like, what can I get them? And then you think, I know, they love EVs, so I'll get them something for their electric car. But then you're like, what can I get them that they don't already have? Well, we've got the answer.
This,
the EVject Escape Connector. It helps you stay safe when charging.
You just attach the EVject connector to the charge head before plugging in. If something sketchy happens while charging, simply hit the lightning bolt on your screen, shift into drive, and the EVject connector will break away, allowing you to drive away all without damaging the charger or your car.
Now, obviously, we hope that nothing sketchy ever happens when you're charging, but the problem is that with EVs, when your car is plugged in, you can't drive away without getting out of your car and unplugging the charger. And that exposes you to whatever the danger is. Bears, bobcats, scary people, a fire, who knows?
With the EVject connector, you can get out of Dodge quickly and never be a sitting duck again.
And if you ever need to use it, our friends Craig and Eric at EVject will send you a new one for free.
So don't hesitate. Order your EVject today at EVject.com and use our referral code NYK to save you 50%, 50% off. So, speaking of charging, Tesla Energy posted Texas residents can enjoy unlimited vehicle charging for $15 a month and $400 per Powerwall each year with Tesla Electric.
Explain, please.
So, if you live in Texas, you can earn $400 per year for each Powerwall you own.
Okay.
And between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., you can charge your Tesla at a flat rate of $15 per month.
Okay, I get how Tesla can pay you $400 a year to use the power stored in your Powerwall to help stabilize the grid. We've talked about that. But how can you get unlimited car charging for 8 hours a day for only $15 a month?
Well, there's a lot of wind power in Texas that keeps blowing all night while everyone is sleeping. More power than the grid needs most of the time. So Tesla buys it really cheap and passes that savings onto its Tesla Electric customers.
Wow. So, I mean, imagine as Tesla expands their VPPs, their virtual power plants, into more and more markets, they're going to be putting traditional power utilities out of business.
Yeah. I mean, and especially when it's like, oh, I bought a Tesla car, so I already trust the Tesla brand, and now I could charge my Tesla car for $15 a month.
That's hundreds of dollars in gas savings.
Oh, I mean, it's insane. If you have Tesla Energy in Texas, please film a video contributor story for us and tell us how you like it and how it's been working for you.
We know how Elon feels about it.
Yeah, he said super low cost to charge your electric vehicle in Texas.
All right, it's time for sunspots.
We reported on Dartmouth College getting some Tesla campus police cars a while back.
Now Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire has installed this, Soliflect Energy's off-grid solar tracking EV power station.
That's a mouthful.
Soliflect is based in Norwich, Vermont. They design and make this 6.2 kilowatt solar array that's mounted on a dual-axis tracker.
Yeah, it generates 40% more power than a fixed array because it's following the sun.
This is so smart. It sits on a 6-ton concrete base so it doesn't blow away, and that makes it much quicker to install than needing to dig holes and pour foundations.
And it doesn't take away any parking spaces. So you get four EVs that can charge at a time at level 2 charging speeds.
And if you're wondering about high winds, the Soliflect monitors weather and wind speed and goes into a defensive posture when high wind speeds could damage it.
And some of the EVs even get some shade. So we should reach out to them.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's very innovative to me. I mean, it sounds simple, but I'm sure it's not. And I think that it's great that it doesn't take up any parking spaces. Normally you think, okay, well, you got to build something that'll, you'll lose a few spaces. And then you think like, oh, I won't be able to plow, or I'll have to run trenches to it. Like this is all just kind of drop it off and go.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you'd like to put solar on your house, but you just don't know how to start, call our friends at EnergyPal. They know all these answers. They're going to get you the best rebates, the best companies to work with, and they do all of this for free. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. There's so many things going on in the world of EVs and solar and renewable energy. We'd love to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So film something 2 minutes or less, shoot it in landscape with good audio, no music. Send it to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
Tom sent us this story of the Cybertruck on tour in Europe.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is the Tesla Tom, Germany, Düsseldorf. Tesla on his Odyssey trip. The view from outside, where some Tesla models are presented in front of the indoor Cybertruck event. Now let's go inside. So very nice to have that massive car in your own view. It's a complete different feeling compared to just watching your YouTube videos. And I'm very interested in seeing your upcoming videos from the insides and all the internal stuff there. Optimus does have an eye on the Cybertruck. Now you know.
Oh, that must have been a blast to see it in Europe. I hope they get it soon. I really do. I think it's going to...
What, deliveries?
I mean, I hope that Tesla, like, yeah, starts bringing... I mean, I know not a lot, maybe, but, like, some.
I think that there would be more than you'd expect because the tighter turning radius makes it a lot more European road friendly. And from my experience, lots of people like it.
Yeah.
They weren't strictly, you know, red-blooded Americans.
Just think of it as an SUV.
Yeah, exactly. With a really big trunk. That's what a lot of people have been saying. They're like, this has a big trunk. I'm like, it's a bed, but yeah, big trunk.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. So head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow if you haven't before. For as little as a buck a month, there is so much extra content you're going to get over there. So please help out the show and join us. We'll be talking this week about the new Model 3 performance. We're going to see if Tesla has hired back some executives. We're going to find out about whether Steam is going bye-bye, about Cybertruck versus Porsche. So much stuff. Head on over there, find out what it is, and we'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Now, we asked on our Patreon poll something that we talked about earlier in the show. Do you think Elon's $56 billion pay package will be approved by Tesla shareholders?
And the results are in. 86% say yes.
I hope you're right. Maybe that's how the vote's going to go. I mean, it was 73% last time. Maybe even more of us are going to say yes.
Well, you have,
Come on.
You have to keep in mind institutional investors get to vote too.
Yeah, maybe they're happy.
I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and the other thing too is you might be going like, well, we're giving them $56 billion worth of Tesla stock. And that may be true. But you also have to keep in mind that that means that that's going to just stabilize the stock.
Yeah,
that's $56 billion worth of stock that isn't going to get traded every day.
I mean, he did sell some to buy Twitter, but
okay, so
maybe he'll buy something else. What would be the next thing he wants to buy?
I don't know.
Probably an ice cream company. All right, it's Elon's X's of the week. Elon said future wars will be drone wars. Any given battle roughly comes down to kill ratio times number of units, assuming both sides have roughly similar unit counts. This means that winning on kill ratio is irrelevant if the opponent has a much larger unit production advantage. This was much in evidence in the World War II Pacific and Russian theaters. Important to note that battles where one side has a large unit count advantage usually result in disproportionate casualties to the smaller force due to flanking, encirclement, or other maneuvers. The exceptions to this rule are notable for their rarity, not their frequency. Which is why we still remember Alexander the Greatest today. Was there a better Alexander? And then he went on to say, Alexander Graham Bell was great, but others were close on his heels. As for brushing up, I've tried to read about every significant battle in history, as well as every book on strategy or tactics since I was a child. Oh, no wonder he's so good at business.
And tactics.
Most people just read, like, Art of War and, like, I know everything now.
Sun Tzu said, know the enemy.
Documenting Elon Musk says Walter Isaacson, biographer of Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Benjamin Franklin, Leonardo da Vinci, and others, said, quote, Elon Musk is a serial tasker in a league of his own.
Elon responded, he said, actually, I'm switching context roughly every 5 minutes on average, and sometimes every 30 seconds if going through text and email. A full hour on a single subject would be a long time.
He then went on to say, major upgrade to Grok coming in about 39 days. So I did the math for you guys. I asked Grok, actually, and that would be June 21st. Elon then posted, when you post something super controversial and immediately go to bed. He then said, Optimus will be amazing. Elon reposted Doge Designer's post of Reuters' new logo is fire. Ezekiel said, good morning from SpaceX Starlink in Bastrop, Texas. What an awesome sunset we had a few days ago.
Elon says, we care about beauty.
Not the Bee says, make my day, pal. Biden accepts Trump's offer to debate and proposes face-off in June. Trump says, let's get ready to rumble.
Elon said, if only Zuckerberg were as tough, sigh. I've offered to fight him any place, any time, any rules, but all I hear is crickets. Well, you do have a foot on him and like 100 pounds. So
yeah, but Zuck's younger.
We have weight classes for a reason.
Omar's catalog says, imagine how many stations would have been built if they just gave the whole thing to Tesla. And he's talking about, of course, what we talked about last week in the show, Biden's $7.5 billion investment in EV charging that's only produced 7 stations in 2 years.
And Elon said, yeah.
Schman says, it is insane that 45% of young men are convicted of a new crime within 2 years of leaving prison. This really should call into question the efficacy of prison on all levels.
And Elon said, unfortunately, true. An incentive for prisons to minimize recidivism would probably help significantly. Today, the incentive is arguably for prisons to train prisoners to be lifelong criminals and keep returning to prison.
Elon then said, Grok will soon offer a humorous take on the news in the spirit of how The Daily Show and Colbert Report used to be in ancient times.
So that's the end of our show. we're being replaced by AI. That's exactly what we've been trying to do.
402 episodes.
For 402 episodes.
Elon Musk then said, Grok now available in Europe. Sam Padilla says, holy I just walked from Soma to Hayes Valley through Market Street and easily the sketchiest walk of my life.
Elon said, now imagine if the philosophy that led to this outcome was programmed into AI.
Peggy says, they said Tesla is canceling the next gen vehicles. They lied. They said Elon is leaving Tesla. They lied. They said Giga Berlin is shutting down for good. They lied. They said Tesla is abandoning superchargers. They lied. Now they say FSD take rate is only 2% since the free trials. They lied. Did you see what's going on?
And Elon said, not a lot of truth.
ViceGuard24 says Putin has arrived in Beijing for a meeting with Xi Jinping. China is about to deliver even more help for Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. It must be clear for Westerners that they are facing an alliance. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea.
Elon said America is forcing them into an alliance.
Elon said Neuralink is accepting applications for the second participant. This is our telepathy cybernetic brain implant that allows you to control your phone and computer just by thinking. No one better than Noland himself to tell you about the first. Elon says, funny how we do chores for hours and video games for fake gold. Define L says, community notes doesn't miss. And Kamala Harris says, no one should go to jail for smoking weed. We have pardoned tens of thousands of people with federal convictions for simple marijuana possession. And then they corrected her. They only pardoned 24 people. Elon Musk says, all core systems are now on X.com. Yeah, so it's no longer says Twitter.com when you log in. Elon says, prosecute Fauci. John Leakey says, yesterday was my last day as head of alignment, super alignment lead, and executive at OpenAI. OpenAI must become a safety-first AGI company. Brian Krasenstein says, holy crap, OpenAI's head of alignment and super alignment lead just resigned, writing the following. I've been disagreeing with OpenAI leadership about the company's core priorities for quite some time until we finally reached a breaking point.
Elon said, by implication, safety is therefore not top priority at OpenAI.
Kelsey Piper says, when you leave OpenAI, you get an unpleasant surprise, a departure deal where if you don't sign a lifelong non-disparagement commitment, you lose all of your vested equity.
Elon says, doesn't sound super open.
Elon says, interview with Noland, world's first recipient of Neuralink, which enables telepathic control of computer or phone just by thinking. Long term, I think we can bridge severed nerve signals to a second Neuralink in the spine, restoring full body control. And this is because Ashley Vance just published his article. Really good one. It's an interview with the first patient, Nolan Arbaugh. Ashley Sinclair says, it is really weird how normalized it is to send kids to government schools run like prisons where they get violently bullied and you have zero say over the curriculum your own kids are taught. And if you do want to complain, they give you 2 minutes at a citywide meeting like twice a year.
And Elon said, yeah.
Pericles says, Elon, I'll buy you ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?
And Elon says, chocolate chip cookie dough with Oreo and salted caramel with peanut brittle in vanilla.
Elon Musk said, my brother's party in Mexico. By the way, Mexico is awesome. That said, if consenting adults want to have sex parties, more power to them.
I think this is in response to like an article that was written about.
Right.
He was just partying.
Right.
Just regular partying.
Daniel says, you probably don't offend enough people.
Elon says, guess I will just have to try harder.
Adrian says, humanity deserves a moon base.
Elon says, definitely.
John Levine says, Elon Musk fired 90% of Twitter without a single meaningful impact on the product, and this is now barely discussed at all. I think about this often.
Elon said, it's almost like I understand how technology works. Product development has actually sped up dramatically with fewer people.
PG says, the number of people that wish Tesla, a U.S. company, to go bankrupt and would rather see BYD, a Chinese company, thrive and win is concerning, absurd, and backwards. And the crazy part is that China wants Tesla to succeed while the U.S. is attacking it. I don't get it.
Elon says, the Tesla naysayers are loud, but are rare outside of hedge fund short sellers and far-left activists. And, of course, our amazing president. Heart eye emoji.
Elon Musk met with Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe in Bali, Indonesia today.
Elon said, good meeting.
Doge designer said, Elon Musk fighting a sumo wrestler.
Elon said, had a few minutes of glory and 8 years of neck pain.
And then Elon said that he's been listening to the Tides of History podcast, Echoes of Present Day. Sawyer said, love the all-glass design at the end of Giga Texas. This is a new addition, by the way.
Elon said the rear portion of the factory extension, the part furthest away from the glass, will be super-dense, water-cooled supercomputer cluster.
Elon then said, thanks to all Tesla vote supporters. Please reply in the comments if you're having difficulty voting your Tesla shares. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Remember, send your videos, your stories, and your photos to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Anthony spotted this R1S in West Columbia, South Carolina.
Wally saw this Subaru Solterra in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hans saw this wrapped Model S in North Vancouver, British Columbia.
Jason spotted this wrapped Cybertruck being used by Franco Mobile Homes in Los Gatos, California.
Dave saw this pink wrapped Model Y in Los Angeles, California.
Lenny spotted this F-150 Lightning in Manhattan, New York.
Ivan sent us this picture of Cybertruck at Lake Elsinore, California Motocross Track.
Carl sent us this picture of two F-150 Lightnings from the annual meeting of the United Power Cooperative in Brighton, Colorado.
Jeff and Linda took this picture with Optimus at the Tesla Gallery in an Ala Moana Center in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aw, it's got a lay on it. Mark spotted this Highland Model 3 in Aloha, Scotland.
Aloha. Steve saw these two Cybertrucks in Addison, Texas.
Boy, when there's more than one, it's really cool. Dave spotted these Rivian service vans in Tigard, Oregon.
Frank saw this Model 3 charging in Alicante, Spain.
And Jeff sent us this picture of the Cybertruck in Sydney, Australia. Yeah, nice. It's the perfect sitting spot.
It is.
All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world of superchargers.
See, this is the Arroyo Crossing Supercharger with 33 version 3 250 kilowatt chargers in Las Vegas, Nevada. Arroyo Crossing in Las Vegas is a great place to stop if you are heading east over Highway 160 to Pahrump or Death Valley. It's a must stop because there's nothing out that way. It'll be your last stop. It seems to be priced at 36 cents a kilowatt hour in April of 2024, round the clock. It's convenient to a Chili's, a Jason's Deli, a Los Cucos Mexican restaurant, and a strip mall with a Party City and a Michael's Art Supply. So that's it. I give it a 7 out of 10 because of some convenient things during the daytime here at the Arroyo Crossing. The Arroyo Crossing Supercharger in Las Vegas, Nevada on the east side of town. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Mike from the Royal Montana family. We are on our road trip here in Las Vegas, and we are charging right here at the Tesla destination charger right here because we need a little more time and don't want to use the superchargers over here. Those are version 3, and we are right here at the High Roller just below it. It's massive. It certainly deserves the name High Roller. It's huge. But we'll be going to explore here. Oh, there's the train coming through. Look at that. So we're going to be exploring Vegas, and we need more time than we would have with the supercharger, and so we decided to pay for the extra parking here. There is actually a gate over there, and it provides you a code inside on your touchscreen, so you can unlock the gate and get a ticket. It's interesting that the code doesn't just open the gate, you will actually still have to pull a ticket, but you can't get a ticket unless you are putting the code in. So, that all said, I mean, this is probably the ultimate supercharger, because you have not just one theme park here, you have endless theme parks here in Vegas. And I guess I can only rate it a 10 out of 10. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is a report about a brand new supercharger in Hanover. It's the first supercharger station in and around Hanover, and it is located in the north of the city in the industrial area Altwambüchen, conveniently located between the Highway A2 that connects the west of Germany with Berlin and the Highway A7 that runs across Germany from north to south. Here are 20 stalls installed with 250 kilowatt charging speed. Even several trash cans have been installed, something I have not seen at any of the superchargers I've visited before. The parking spaces are not covered, which is a shame, as there would be space for solar panels. Directly near the chargers is a mall with various stores. The place for food is a KFC about 2 minutes from the chargers. There's also a charging station from a local provider with 4 parking spaces, but only one can charge at a time. All in all, I give here 6 of 10 points because there's little choice of restaurants and because of the remote place.
Now you know.
I'm here at the Newburgh, New York Supercharger, which is an interesting location, about a mile and a half off the highway. It is right in the back of this restaurant. I think it's Cosimo's. Great restaurant. All pull-in stalls here on the kind of the back side of the restaurant. You have to walk around over that way to the entrance. However, the station failed, like totally died while I was here. I got about 5 minutes of charging in, and then the station went offline. And there's no way to reach Tesla to tell them about it. So if I had completed my charge, I would have given this like an 8. But given that I couldn't charge and I can't reach anybody, I'm going to give it like a 1.
What's up, Zach and Jesse? We're here in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores area, down in Alabama. And we're doing our first supercharge here. And we are watching our buddy pull away there in his Cybertruck. We have 12 superchargers here, and then over here we have 10 destination chargers. We got the wharf here to go shopping. Plenty of food, plenty of things to do. These are all free. Obviously, these you have to pay for. I would rate this, I'm going to say, a 10 out of 10. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you.
2 10 out of 10s that I would agree with.
Me too. I mean, first of all, having 2 Cybertrucks at a supercharger and then free destination charging at that last one. And then, in Las Vegas, we get to see the monorail go by.
That was cool.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers in the world this week, Jess?
We got the 8-stall version 4 in Göttingen, Germany.
We got the 3-stall in Zhuhu, Civic Square, China.
The 3-stall in Wuhan, China.
We got the 4-stall in New Taipei, Taiwan.
Number 106 in Taiwan is the 6-stall in Changhua.
Number 209 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Lubeck.
The 16-stall version 4 in Manosque, France.
Number 186 in France is the 16-stall version 4 in Ardeport-le-Valence-Ouest, France.
Number 25 in New Zealand is the 6-stall in Kaikoura, New Zealand.
Number 78 in Hong Kong. Number 2065 in China is the 3-stall version 4 at the TMT Plaza in Hong Kong.
Number 33 in Connecticut is the 12-stall in New Haven at Whaley Avenue, Connecticut.
Number 456 in California. Number 2267 in the USA is a 16-stall version 4
in Weed, California, man.
And number 113 in Japan and number 6,380 in the world is the 4-stall, 130 kilowatt in Nanki, Japan.
Hey, look, thank you for watching all the way to the end of the show. I've really been enjoying making our Cybertruck videos with you.
Remember that we need your help to pick out what to focus on, so join us over on Patreon. There you'll find a post from a couple weeks ago. You may have to scroll down a bit, and there you can tell us what you're interested in.
Make sure you also upvote the comments that are already there that reflect what you want to see.
We'll be posting polls on Patreon, X, and YouTube of the top comments, so that way you can vote.
Remember, we can't do this without your support, so please consider joining us on Patreon.
We have so much great exclusive content for our patrons there.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Now you know.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.